Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you this morning, and an invitation from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to visit Cherry County for your next adventure. You know, the Niobrara Scenic River is the number one ranked river in the Midwest for adventures, and also top 10 in the USA for tubing, kayak, and canoes. It's an international dark skies area out at Merritt Reservoir and home of the Nebraska Star Party starting July 28th. Don't forget, check it all out online at visitvalentine.com.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest issue. Continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com.
And a happy Memorial Day to everybody. Some of you are taking the day off of work and getting an extra three-day weekend in there. But we do want to talk a little bit about the reasons for Memorial Day and things related to that. This is called An American Boy Grows Up by John Mitchum. Our son was born so long ago, yet it seems like yesterday that I stood in awe before his crib and heard the doctor say, "You've quite a boy there, Mr. Jones." I could only answer with a nod, for in his very being there I saw the miracle of God. Later, in his high chair, in a manner I deplore, I saw that miracle of God throw his oatmeal on the floor. Well, I fixed him something different, for I felt he must be fed. But when I turned around again, that bowl was on his head. A few more years rolled along, and he didn't spill things anymore. But his granddad sent a big bass drum, and once more I deplored the fact that my miracle of God had a lusty taste for noise. When he'd boom, boom, boom on that big bass drum, I questioned, "Boys must be boys." I asked his whereabouts one day. His mom said he's got a paper route. Said he'd helped to earn his way as he became an Eagle Scout. When they pinned that medal on him, tears welled in my eyes. And then I gripped his mother's hand. Our boy had earned his prize. I won't forget that September day when he entered senior high. He had an air of great excitement, but he left home with a sigh. He came back that afternoon and gave us some puzzled looks. "Wow," he said, "this school is tough. Look at all these books." "The choice is yours," his mother said. "You can pick the easy way. What you put into life, you'll get out of it. Each man pays his price one day." He looked up and then he smiled, and I saw that he'd lost his gloom. He said, "I'd better look at these," and he headed for his room. My son came home late one day. He seemed all worn out. I asked a little sharply what this was all about. He spoke proudly and threw his shoulders back. In his eyes, I caught a gleam. "I wanted to surprise you, Dad. I'm on the football team." They won most of their games, lost a few. It was a thrill to watch him play. And when they didn't win, we knew he'd met the challenge anyway. He didn't know that at the time, but it was a stepping stone, solid footing for the climb to face life on his own. How those 3 years flew past when graduation came. We saw our boy grown up at last. Our lives will never be the same. I guess we've known all along what his goal would be. From that time 3 years ago, when he chose responsibility, he stood in the doorway yesterday, put out a strong right hand. I held back tears at the uniform he wore to protect his land. I shook his hand. His mother cried, "Son, why couldn't you wait?" Embracing her, he softly said, "Mom, if we all did, it would be too late. I promise I'll go back to school when I've met my obligation. To you, my friends, my girl, my school, and most of all this nation, I'll do all I can out there, for I know that you'll both be trying to make everyone you know aware we've got to keep Old Glory flying." And then his mother straightened up with a smile to hide a tear. She said, "We're both so proud of you. We'll feel lost without you here. Someday you'll know what this moment means when your boy shakes your hand and you must watch him as he walks away the day he becomes a man." That is called An American Boy Grows Up from John Mitchum here on The Good Stuff.
I have a poem. It's called Just a Minute. I have only just a minute, just 60 seconds in it, forced upon me. I can't refuse. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. Not sure who the author is.
You've been listening to The Good Stuff.